This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Welcome to the late lunch, our first ever historic moment. I'm here with Gaynor in the Isabel Cafe, well, the kitchen of the cafe. Gaynor, tell us what you're going to make for us today.
Today, Kevin, I'm going to make tagliatelle Isabella.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. What are the main ingredients?
Right, what you need to do is have some tagliatelle,
yeah,
a clove of garlic, handful of mushrooms, handful of grated cheese, about three slices of nice ham cut into small squares, a tin of Heinz tomato. Am I allowed to say Heinz tomato?
You can, yeah.
Sorry.
Other Heinz soups are available.
Yeah, but it just tastes nicer with Heinz. That's basically it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very cheap, very quick, and very simple.
Well, no pressure, Gaynor. Do you want to start cooking? And then I might ask you some stupid questions as we go along. But basically, the idea is that it's a very simple recipe. Anybody can make this, and it takes no time at all. That's the theory, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. And it's cheap.
And
that's
it's
the
cheap.
Major thing. Cheap.
Okay.
And feeds four.
So. Good food on a budget.
Yeah.
So, and we'll run through the recipe at the end. But if you want to have a pen and paper ready, you can follow it as we go. So, over to you then.
Right, well, I have already started cooking the tagliatelle for because you have to boil your water with a little bit of salt. And then when it comes to boiling point, just drop the tagliatelle in. Takes about 8 to 10 minutes until it's cooked. And then you strain it, which I'm just about to do, if I can get Kevin out of the way.
Okay. So Gaynor's just doing that, straining the tagliatelle. And is there a way you can tell when it's actually done?
Bite it.
Just bite it.
Just bite it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Bite it or break it. And so
if your teeth break, it probably needs a bit longer.
Yeah, when you break it, if it still looks like it does when it comes out the packet, it's not cooked.
Okay.
But if it's all nice and soft, you don't want it too soft because otherwise it goes really, really soggy.
Okay.
So I am now just going to put a little bit of butter in a frying pan.
Yeah.
Nice sizzle going on there. And then into that, when that's melted, you can use, if you're on a low-calorie diet, you can use a fry light or vegetable oil, but it just is nice with a nice bit of butter in.
So you don't need a lot of butter?
No, it's just to fry off the onions and the garlic. Right.
Onions in first.
Yep. And then a clove of garlic all crushed up and go in there, or you can add a little bit of that garlic paste that comes in a tube.
Oh, yeah.
So about... Depending on how much garlic you like. If you like a lot of garlic, put loads in.
Okay.
It's with this recipe, you can add to it as you like.
Okay.
And
this is one you've invented, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, with this, you can use ham, or if you don't like ham and tomato, you can use chicken and dice up the chicken and then use a tin of chicken soup as the sauce. But everything else is the same. You just change.
So you're frying the onions.
Just until they go... that just till they're softened, so they go a little bit opaque.
And the pan's not on very high, is it? It's quite
medium heat.
Medium heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it just nicely sizzles away there. And then to that, I'm actually adding some peppers, which isn't on the recipe, but I like peppers in mine.
So, does it matter what colour?
No.
Yellow or red?
Yellow,
green,
red, green,
anything.
Orange.
And how many? How much would you add to it?
Probably about half a diced pepper.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So onions first, half a diced pepper. Clove of garlic. I'm with you so far.
Mm-hmm. And then to that, a good handful of mushrooms. If you don't like mushrooms, don't put mushrooms in.
Okay.
It's entirely up to you.
I like this recipe. If you don't like it, don't put it in.
Yeah. And if you like other things, put them in instead. it's all about, and also whatever you've got in your cupboard, because it's really quick.
Yeah.
And it's easy, and it's quite filling as well.
I thought we'd have a really hot pan full here, and I wouldn't be able to hear you over the sizzle, but it's really quite a gentle heat, isn't it?
But it's a shame it's not smelly radio, because you can smell that.
I'm getting that nice aroma now.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but like you say, you can't get aromas on the radio.
No. Nope.
We'll have to work on that.
I'm sure somebody will invent something one
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff radio. We can do this.
Aren't they trying to do smell-o-vision? So just when all that softens down and it's nicely coated in the butter, you add 3 slices of diced ham. It's easier if you prep it all before you cook it. It just makes it quicker.
Okay.
So your prep time is about 10 minutes, depending how good you are with a knife.
Yeah. So just get everything on the board next to you ready.
Yeah, and just pile it on in.
So far, this has only taken about, 5 minutes? And all the ingredients are in now, aren't they?
Nearly.
Yeah.
I think the longest time is the pasta, because you've got to boil your water.
Oh, yeah.
And then when that's so, all in all, the pasta takes about 20 minutes. So yeah. You do that in advance of this.
So, just for the idiots like me, basically the pasta has now been cooked and it's resting in a pan on the hob.
Yeah.
No heat on it. It's just waiting.
It's just waiting to go in. Yeah.
Add the rest of it. Okay. So it's even more simple, isn't it? Because you don't even have to do 2 things at once, do you?
No.
I can cope with that.
Women can multitask.
I know that.
Men, but.
Yeah.
Right. So when it's been stirring around for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you just tip in. This is so cheaty. Tip in a whole can of Heinz tomato soup.
Okay. Other soups are available.
Other soups are available. But Gaynor likes Heinz. It reminds me of when I was a kid. Tonsillitis, off school, and Mum always got me Heinz tomato soup.
Yeah.
Comfort food right there.
But if you keep brand name dropping, we're going to start editing you out.
I will not do that again, I promise.
Yeah, well, I believe you.
Well, I'll try not to. But
well,
yeah.
It's looking good, though.
Smells nice, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Right, so cheese-wise, you can add whatever cheese you want. I like to use a strong, mature cheddar.
Yeah.
And, you, again, as much as you want.
Okay.
I've started off by putting one handful of grated cheese in.
Does the cheese add flavour, or is it texture, or both?
Both.
Both, okay.
Yeah, it makes it kind of, as it melts, it makes it creamy.
Ah, right,
and
so
then
it thickens it up a bit.
It thickens it, and the flavour just is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's
we're going to do this really special. I want to do two.
So
two handfuls in this one. But again, it's what you've got in the cupboard. What you've got in the cupboard.
And does it matter if it's not cheddar?
No, red Leicester.
Yeah.
That's good. And nice strong cheese.
Yeah.
Is good. As long as it's putting a mild one in.
Yeah.
I actually don't know why they make mild cheddar. But. Then you add to that sauce your tagliatelle.
Huh?
And you can do this with any pasta. It's just really nice with the tagliatelle.
Okay. And why is it particularly nice with tagliatelle?
Because it's got a thick strand to it and it soaks up, it holds the sauce.
Okay.
So.
But you could use anything.
You can use anything.
Yeah.
I mean, Fuseli's good because it's nice and twisty, so that holds the sauce as well.
Yeah.
So you just mix that in your, it's got to be a large frying pan or a wok.
Yeah.
Because it's quite.
Yeah.
Deep.
So your pan is pretty full now, isn't it?
It is.
But you are doing a meal for 4, aren't you?
Yeah, this will feed.
That's amazing.
So, and that's sort of like, when you buy tagliatelle, it comes in 2 strips inside the packet. 1 strip of tagliatelle does this.
Okay.
But then obviously if you've got like 5 children, like I have, you can do a bigger batch, just double everything up.
Yeah. So you've got to remember a big pan for this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, because I'm not on a diet anymore, I'm putting another handful of cheese in.
You're going wild.
I'm going wild with the cheese so that it melts over the top of that.
Ah, okay. So you've stirred all the pasta in now.
Yeah.
So it's all mixed, and then you've just added 1 more little handful of cheese.
Yeah. I mean, on the actual recipe doesn't give measurements for anything.
No.
Because it's literally what you want.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with this.
No, okay.
So.
It looks fantastic. It smells amazing.
Do you know what I'm going to do now?
Go on.
I'm just going to get a plate and you're going to eat it.
Really? Mm. Hey, this is a bonus. And that's a big plate as well.
Build you up.
This is a meal for 4, Gaynor. I can't eat all that.
Well, I won't put it all on.
You've got to have some as well. Look at that. That is beautiful.
Right, there you go. That's a good size portion.
Yeah, it is.
I'll just put that one there.
I suppose there's a few people in the cafe who might be eating the rest of it.
Yeah, quite probably. I'll take it to where the Adonna, because they're cooking it there.
Okay, so that took about, 10 minutes, which is what you said it would be. And now I've got a plate full of this tagliatelle Isabella in front of me now. I'm just putting my fork in. I'm probably going to slurp all over the microphone.
It's hot, by the way.
I'm slurping all over my polo shirt. That is absolutely lovely. You wouldn't believe it could taste so rich, could you?
It's really, really good. It's very...
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And quick.
Yeah, it's that... Like you said, it's that soup and the cheese.
It all mixes together. And, you can't tell that is a tin of soup.
No. So it's a really deep...
Even you could cook that, Kevin.
I could. Mm-hmm. A deep flavour as well to it. Oh, it's lovely. Thanks, Gaynor. We're going to have to do this again, aren't we? We'll have another late lunch next week, shall we?
Yeah, that's a good plan.
What do you think? Yeah?
Can we do late cakes as well?
Cakes? Late cakes?
Late
cakes? Or for lunch?
Lunch yeah. cakes.
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah,
okay, so. Well, it's your kitchen, so I know my place. Yeah, thanks a lot, Gaynor. That's amazing.
That's okay. www.vectisradio.com